So whether it was you receiving a fake WhatsApp pretending to be the president shutting down festive season from 15th of December to the 4th of Jan, or whether you actually saw some of those real reports with respect to the thinking process around which the National Coronavirus Command Council is taking on, or some indications from Premier Alan Windey about how he would prefer to see some kind of circuit breakers, I suppose lockdown light, would play out for the Western Cape, it's clear that we as a country need to respond to what are now very aggressively rising cases. We've now clocked above 4,000 new cases in a day, and that's almost double what we saw the day before that. And so we really are not, let me not sound clever, but our not is not looking great. What's great is that I've got a really clever guest for you. Professor Salim Abdul Karim, of course, is a distinguished epidemiologist and infectious diseases specialist, and as well as being head of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19, and of course needs no introduction by now. Professor, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Rafira, and good morning to all of the listeners.
Yes, how are things in Durban? I hope going well.
Oh, I tell you, it's a grey day, and we thought we are entering a beautiful summer, but it's been a bit on the cold side.
Same here, which is not great for the disease we're dealing with.
Exactly.
Prof, amongst other things, what's not been great, of course, is these rising numbers. You know, when you look out into particularly the festive season is the one that scares me the most. What are you anticipating?
When we look at the country as a whole, seven of our provinces still have quite low levels of viral transmission. But we have, unfortunately, rapidly rising cases in both the Eastern Cape and the Western Cape. So the issue is that you and I know that come, you know, December 16th and all of the big companies close, large numbers of people will be heading to the coast. And, of course, the Eastern Cape and Western Cape, together with KZN, are the main destinations. And so we will have large numbers of people coming into a situation of high viral transmission. So they're coming from low transmission to a high transmission. So they're carrying a high risk now. And the problem is that it'll take them a few weeks to get infected. And then just when they've become infected, large numbers will be heading back to the rest of the country. And that's what I'm concerned about. That we may end up in January in the midst of a very substantial national second wave.
A kind of a perfect storm. I mean, we're still trying to contain things on a regional basis. Certainly, we had hoped to speak to Premier Alan Windey as well as to you this morning, but he is, focused on his meetings ahead of this briefing. What would you advise him to do? He prefers the notion of focusing on hotspots and focusing on a localized response. And yet the risk that you're bringing to our attention actually kind of makes me think we need a more national response.
Well, there's really one way to deal with this that gives us our best option. And if that fails, we're going to have to look at others. And that is that, and I've already, conveyed this to my colleagues in the Western Cape and Eastern Cape.
Okay.
We've got to control the virus where it is. We've got to reduce viral transmission in the Eastern Cape and Western Cape. So you've got to take your measures there. There's no point in putting restrictions in Joburg because there's no problem there right now. The problem is in the Eastern Cape, in the Western Cape, and in fact, in both places, it's not in the entire province. It's in particular districts. In the Eastern Cape, it's particularly Nelson Mandela Bay, Sarah Bartman, and a bit in Buffalo City. But so if you can reduce and put in place measures, and most of the measures actually are there, we just need them enforced. People just need to wear a mask. You know, it's one of our most powerful weapons because a significant proportion of the patients don't know that they have the virus. So the protection to us and to themselves is through that mask. So just simple things like no super spreading events and wearing of masks, little simple things like that can really bring down the transmission quite rapidly. And that's what I'm hoping that both provinces can achieve before, you know, the middle of December.
They're both tourist-heavy provinces, relying heavily on revenue to kind of rebound around about this time. Would you suggest, I mean, would you be open to saying you can keep your restaurants open, say, at 50% capacity, but the events must stop?
I think sitting in a situation of transmission that you have now in the Garden Route and beginning to show evidence in Cape Town, what becomes important is that you don't end up having these amplifying events. And amplifying events are where, because of your high transmission, one or two individuals come into a setting where they can spread it to a lot of people. Now, those kinds of amplifying events we saw in the Eastern Cape occurred largely in alcohol-serving establishments.
Wow,
there, the
okay.
taverns, the shebeens, they can take thousands. They can take a lot of people. And there's no social distancing, no mask wearing, inhibitions are down, and they don't follow curfew, so they stay open for long periods, and they're indoors. They have, it's everything you don't want. And
right.
if the Western Cape wants to maintain and try and bring back and pull back the transmission, it's got to prevent those kinds of super spreading events that amplify the virus spread. And if we can do that, so that just simply means restaurants shouldn't close. There's no problem with restaurants. You've got to make sure that they follow the rules. And those rules are social distancing, all the staff must wear masks, open all the windows. And that will make a big difference. And there's no need, then there's no need to take more drastic action if people take the correct actions that we already have in place.
Professor, an interesting question by Graham. I hope it doesn't distract your focus here, but he's asking, he sent us a WhatsApp asking about a recent paper that suggests asymptomatic transmission is unlikely. And he's also curious about your view on the PANDAS model.
So if we look at the evidence that we have been seeing, probably the two best studies, there are many studies and some going all directions, but the two best studies, I'll just quote the one from the New England Journal of Medicine, which showed quite clearly that within the period of incubation, before somebody becomes symptomatic, that is the period when they are at highest levels of infectiousness. So most of transmission that occurs before somebody gets symptoms. It's referred to as the pre-symptomatic period. And they did this in old age homes, where they looked at the transmission sequentially over time. And those studies showed quite clearly that the virus is spreading quite rapidly during that pre-symptomatic period. When people become symptomatic, the level of transmission tends to go down because then they realize that they're ill
conscious.
And they isolate themselves.
Mm. Okay. Any thoughts on the PANDAS model, or can we leave it there?
I think that there are, you know, dozens of different models. I just can't comment on each of them. They all have their own assumptions and so on. I look at the real world. You don't need a model. Just look at what's going on with the numbers. You can see the trends. You can see the situation in terms of cases, tests, and deaths. And that gives you an overall impression about where our epidemic is and what the likely trends are going to be.
Looking at the real world, always grateful to speak to you, Professor. You're a tonic for all of our nerves. Feeling a lot safer with the common sense that you're imparting with us, and we need to just take cognizance of it. Professor Salim Abdul Karim, the head of the Ministerial Advisory Committee on COVID-19. Always a pleasure, and enjoy my hometown. Chat to you soon.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.